It's Tori Pollard. She's the General Manager of the Brentwood Care Centre. Good morning.
Hello.
How are you today?
Oh, you know, it's a little bit warmer today, isn't it, after all the rain yesterday?
Only a little bit.
Yeah.
It's a bit grim with the weather. Now, you put out a call last time you were on air for books because you were having that fantastic library. How has it gone?
It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Do you know, after being on the radio, it took about all of 4 minutes for somebody to get in contact about books. And we've been inundated, which is just lovely. And I know that some people are still to get the books to us. And then our library will be full.
Yeah.
So it's taken a long time because in my infinite wisdom, I've decided that it can't be a library unless the books are categorised and they're in alphabetical order of surname.
Oh, gosh. How much work is that?
It's taken a couple of days to get all the books in.
Mm.
We're just gathering some more as some kind of spares, and we've managed to create a bit more of a library up on our nursing unit and certainly in our community for those people living with a dementia. But it looks amazing, absolutely amazing. I shared a snippet on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
The refurb photos and stuff have been done over the last couple of days. Summer and I were in our element being photographed. And I had to do a little speaky bit via a video, which was very nerve-wracking, but we did it anyway. And we're hoping, very, very hopeful, cross fingers, that we'll be able to release the video onto the site as soon as we can so that everybody can see some of the amazing areas that we've developed. It looks absolutely stunning.
Mm.
Completely. I'm overwhelmed.
You'll have to get the mayor, Olivia, to come in.
Yeah, well, do you know, absolutely everybody will be able to come in. If we could just get rid of this pandemic, it would be really helpful.
Yes.
But, yeah, I mean, I've seen some of the images from the photographs that were taken. It looks amazing, absolutely amazing. And it's reflective of the care that we provide. And I think that's one of the things that's kind of blown me away is the staff are really proud to work in such an amazing place. The uplift, the fresh painting, the new cushions is wonderful, but as we all know, great chandeliers don't make great care. So, you know, we've got an amazing team that are just, you know, looking forward and welcoming many people into the care home. So it looks, absolutely stunning.
And well done to all the people that got involved and donated books as well.
So many thanks to everybody, really, because we've had some amazing books come in from history of kind of Essex and places that, you know, we've all wanted to go to, some amazing books on motorcycles and cars. We've had some good cookery books. We've got a beautiful now fictional section with lots of paperbacks and hardbacks of any different kind of books that you'd want to read. I mean, to be fair, we'd rival the local library.
Don't say that, you'll have a queue outside.
I know.
Tell us about the video. So I spoke to Summer just before yourself, who works with you, and she mentioned about a video.
Yeah, so RCH have created a video which is just really to support the home and just to show a kind of a peek, if you like, of some of the things that we do here in the home and some of the environments that people are living within. And it will, the voiceover is me. I don't know if that was a good idea or a bad idea, but I did it anyway. It just really is a kind of an insight into the home. So I think, you know, lots of people are anxious and nervous about going into care and what that might feel like, what that might look like. So the video is really an attempt to show actually that care homes are not traditional care homes. Nobody sits around the edges of walls anymore.
Mm.
People aren't just served up something for dinner that they have no choice over. So the video is there just showing kind of, you know, what we do, the standard that, you know, we uphold. Some of our residents were very eager to star in the videos and the photographs that we were going to release as well. So, yeah, it's just an amazing insight into our care home, life here at Brentwood Care Centre.
Dementia Friends sessions, are they being set up by yourselves for GP surgery, schools, etc.?
Yeah, so we're working certainly with Brentwood Dementia Action Alliance Group, and Summer and I have been part of that group now for the past 6-7 months. Summer is actually the vice chair. She's got a posh title. You can hear her laughing in the background. She's got a really posh title, not that she uses it. But one of the things that we're very committed to, both, you know, as a home and as part of the DAA, is promoting dementia friends and making as many dementia friends as we can. I truly believe that people, you know, need to remain in their own homes and should remain in their place of care, their place of choice. And if that's their own home, then absolutely that works for them. And the best support that anybody can give is to inform the people that live in communities, the people that live around them, to help and support, recognise people that are living with a dementia and understand what that might mean for them, and to be able to provide ways in which communities can actually help and support in their own little ways. So we're currently offering Dementia Friends training to anybody and everybody. We're setting up some sessions which at the minute will need to be virtual, obviously, because of the pandemic. We've provided some training to one of the parish councils, which was really lovely to speak to them. And they're certainly thinking about how they can support people living with a dementia in their parish. But we'd really welcome, you know, anybody that wants to get involved, that would like to become a dementia friend, to email through the website or directly to Summer or myself. And people like GP surgeries, local businesses, any community groups that are out there. So things like Beavers and Guides and Scouts and anybody and everybody. But particularly looking at schools as well, because we all know teenagers, and we have, you know, many people have now got grandparents who may be living with a dementia, may not potentially understand what that means, and we're really keen to help inform people and just provide that support and understanding. As a large provider of care, it's about sharing our knowledge and our experience, and as I say, just really supporting people to remain at home for as long as they want to. So please get in contact if you want to become a dementia friend, or if there's anything that we can do to help support your business or your group or your school or whatever that happens to be. And we are reaching out separately to those sorts of organisations, but we'd welcome to hear from people.
Now, recruitment. Yeah. Who are you looking for?
Well, we're looking for many, many things. So in terms of recruitment, we've decided that in our brand new dining experiences, and dining is a massive, massive part of people's day. I probably very much like Summer, we're a bit foodie related, look forward to my meal. Mm-hmm. And what we have decided to do is to introduce a host or hostess post here at Brentwood Care Centre. So we are looking for people who maybe want to work during pretty much school hours, so 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. That can be on a part-time or full-time basis, to really help support the nutrition and hydration of people that are living within our care home. So primarily responsible for looking after the dining rooms, for providing refreshments, making sure that people have eaten and are encouraged to eat, providing that kind of friendship support at the table if they need to, working with our kitchen. Our advert is out via our Facebook page, which we will post again today. And certainly it's on Indeed, I think, as well. But if anybody's interested in working, mm-hmm, with us, we'd love to hear from you. And we're really looking for people with personality.
Yeah.
Experience isn't always important, but personality absolutely is. We provide care for a range of people within our care centre. We need people with some care, some compassion, bubbly, fun, interactive, engaging, all of those positive things.